Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumnwood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. U.S. Senator Gary Peters has secured new federal funding for communities in Michigan's Bay Region to support public safety and improve local facilities. Though, through bipartisan legislation, $850,000 was allocated to build a new public safety facility in the city of Bad Axe, enhancing emergency response capabilities for first responders. Additionally, $200,000 was provided to modernize a 46-year-old elevator at the Caro Area District Library, making the library more accessible for area residents. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel joined 20 other attorneys general in urging the U.S. Department of Agriculture to correct errors in new SNAP eligibility guidance under the One Big Beautiful Bill of 2025. The coalition warns that USDA's guidance wrongly excludes lawful permanent residents, granted asylum, refugees, parolees, and humanitarian entrants from SNAP, contradicting federal law that makes these groups eligible once they obtain permanent residency. The guidance also misapplies the federal 5-year waiting period for removing exemptions for these groups and incorrectly states the 120-day state transition period ended immediately, risking penalties for states. The attorneys general demand USDA clarify eligibility, accurately list exemptions, and respect the transition period, ensuring eligible families retain food benefits. This coalition includes attorneys general from California, New York, Illinois, and others. Animal shelters in mid-Michigan are handling an alarming increase in animal abandonment, including injured puppies and kittens left in unsafe conditions. Notable recent cases include two German Shepherds, Star and Ringo, discovered in a crate near Thread Lake. Only one survived, requiring emergency surgery, while the other had to be euthanized due to severe injuries. The Humane Society of Genesee County has reported similar issues, with extended efforts needed to recover abandoned animals. In Tuscola County, several kittens were left near Sheridan and Ball Roads. One was found dead from exposure, and others still missing. PETA is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and conviction related to the kitten abandonment, while Crime Stoppers has increased its reward to $3,000 for tips in the Genesee County German Shepherd case. Residents with information are encouraged to contact Tuscola Animal Control or submit anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers by calling 517-483-STOP. Or 517-483-7867. Or you can go to their website, which we have a link in this article on thumbnet.net. You can click on it. It takes you directly to their website. Shelters stress the importance of contacting them early for assistance and if people can no longer keep pets. As resources are limited, timely intervention helps prevent harm. Community involvement, such as reporting suspected neglect, fostering, volunteering, or sharing information online, is vital for saving animal lives. When we come back after this Autumnwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
At Autumnwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Automotive Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, bird flu outbreaks in U.S. poultry flocks have driven turkey prices to their highest levels in years ahead of the holiday season, pressuring processors and household budgets. Agricultural analysts report that supply disruptions and biosecurity measures are affecting farm operations across several states. Though federal officials say the overall food supply remains stable, and they are monitoring the animal health risks closely. And in our international news, Bangladesh's Supreme Court ruled to restore a nonpartisan caretaker government system for overseeing elections, but said the framework would not be applied to polls scheduled early next year. Legal experts say the decision could shape future debates about electoral fairness and political transitions, even as opposition groups argue the upcoming vote will proceed under rules they view as tilted in favor of the ruling party. For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Autumn Wood of Deckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Autumn Wood of Deckerville, we're all about you.